listener production.
Good morning, I'm Amy Ross. Bendigo's won big at this year's Victorian Tourism Awards, with three different organisations taking out gold. The Bendigo Visitor Centre won the Visitor Information Services category, while the Elvis-themed Viva Bendigo campaigns won the Tourism Marketing and Campaigns title. Topping the Caravan and Holidays Parks list was Big Four Bendigo Morong Holiday Park, and the Macedon Rangers Autumn Festival has been hailed winner of the Festivals and Events category. The Murray River's true flood peak is now expected to hit in the middle of next week. It's expecting to get to 38.3 metres in Mildura next Wednesday. The delay of the peak is a result of an unexpected levee breach upstream near Euston, where the drop in levels was small but noticeable. The EPA is currently doing testing on the floodwaters, checking for the bacteria E. coli and pesticides. It's their advice to not enter any floodwater and to wear gloves if handling pets that may have gotten wet. The Coalition is on track to have two MPs in the Upper House region that includes Mildura for the first time in 4 years. Current Liberal MP Wendy Lovell is expected to be elected into Northern Victoria. It's projected she'll be joined by Nationals candidate Gail Broad. And we're being asked to watch out for turtles crossing the road. As the weather heats up, more eastern long-neck turtles are finding new homes to nest in. It's migration season and the Mount Alexander Shire has issued a warning for people driving. As the turtles look for wetlands to nest in, they may be found in unexpected places like on the road. Checking in with some sport now, Cardross is crediting the addition of women's footy and Sunraysia to the club becoming stronger. Pre-season is well underway for both the men's and women's sides, and Cardross club president Josh Cole says they can't imagine a league without a women's side now, given its popularity.
It's helped give our club a big boost ever since we've introduced the women's team, and even like a lot of our committee now, like I think we've got three members from the girls team are part of our committee, and they've just helped our club grow and thrive.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.